More pings in the Indian Ocean.
The most promising lead we have had.
Oscar Pistorius takes the stand.
I'd like to apologize to Reva's family.
And remembering Hollywood legend Mickey Rooney.
Good morning. It's a lovely morning.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Another week begins with no visible sign of that missing Malaysian Airlines jet, but an Australian Navy ship has picked up radio signals, pings possibly from the 777's flight recorder. Search and rescue officials call this the most promising sign yet. Angus Houston heads the joint search team.
We've got a visual indication on a screen, and we've also got an audible signal. And the audible signal sounds to me just like an emergency locator beacon.
A CBS News consultant and former NTSB head Mark Rosenker.
If this comes to pass, we have an absolute amazing find, but this is going to be a very long, a very costly, and unfortunately sometimes a very frustrating search and recovery.
Searchers are racing the clock to find those black boxes before their batteries run out and signals fade for good. A California family is on its way home after the Navy rescued them some 900 miles out to sea. Eric and Charlotte Kaufman called for help after the one-year-old daughter developed a high fever and didn't respond to medication. CBS's John Blackstone.
Little Lyra is said to be doing much better, and the family could be back here in San Diego as soon as Tuesday if the Navy decides to fly them back by helicopter. If they come all the way by ship, they'll arrive here Wednesday or Thursday.
The Kaufmans are defending their decision to sail with two young children, saying this is how they've lived their lives for years. In Pretoria, South Africa, Olympian Oscar Pistorius takes the stand at his murder trial.
I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to Mrs. Stenkamp, to Reva's family.
Prosecutors say Pistorius shot and killed his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, after an argument. He says he thought she was a burglar and that the shooting was an accident. In eastern Ukraine, pro-Russia activists throwing rocks and eggs at one of several buildings they've taken over in three cities. Ukraine's prime minister says it's all part of a Russian plan to bring in more troops and destabilize his country. He says Russian soldiers are within 20 miles of the border. Now, the word legend is probably overused by the media, but in the case of Mickey Rooney, the word truly fits. The one-time child star has died after a career that lasted for most of his 93 years. CBS News correspondent Harley Carnes.
He was a child star in Hollywood.
Dad.
Yes, Andy?
I'm in an awful jam.
Whether playing Andy Hardy, the All-American Boy, or putting on a show with Judy Garland.
Good morning.
It's a lovely morning.
Good morning.
By 1939, he was the biggest box office draw on the planet, bigger than Gable or Cagney. But success can be fickle, as he noted some four decades later at the Oscar Awards.
When I was 19 years old, I was the number one star of the world for 2 years. When I was 40, nobody wanted me.
Then along came the Broadway burlesque musical, Sugar Babies.
And it resurrected my career.
Mickey Rooney. At 5'3", he may have been short on stature, but he was never, ever short on talent. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mickey Rooney was married 8 times. The last one happened in 1978, and it's lasted longer than his first 7 combined. A new report on airline complaints is out today. It confirms what many flyers already know. CBS's Vicki Barker here live with the details.
More late flights, more mishandled baggage in 2013, yet fewer irate passengers, report co-author Dean Headley.
Customer complaints went down this year by about 15%, so it's going in the right direction. People seem to be a little happier.
Happier, or at least resigned, he says. A single airline, United, accounts for most of the improved complaint rate. It's climbed out of last place after hitting bottom in 2012. That's when computer outages linked to its merger with Continental grounded hundreds of flights. Peter?
Gas prices are up again. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg.
We have another rise at the pump, this time a nickel, and the new price is $3.61. This is 8 weeks of rises, totaling 31 cents.
That averaged the highest since last July, partly because of seasonal maintenance at refineries and concerns over the crisis in Ukraine. Drug maker Pfizer says an experimental drug has shown encouraging results in an early breast cancer clinical trial. CBS News contributor Dr. David Agus.
It hits a molecule that's hijacked in the cancer, and it turns it off. And so it blocks progression of breast cancer. In this study, people who took standard treatment had 10 months till they progressed. When they added this new drug, it was 20 months.
More testing is ahead before it hits the market. Just out, research and results on the high financial and medical costs of childhood obesity. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Two sobering studies in the journal Pediatrics illustrate how obesity can exact a heavy toll on kids. According to a global research team that includes scientists from the National Institutes of Health, children have a higher risk of autism spectrum disorder if their fathers are overweight or obese. A similar link was found previously with mothers, but this new finding suggests obesity triggers genetic changes in men that can impact future offspring. In the second study, Duke researchers estimate obese 10-year-olds will have about $19,000 in additional medical costs in their lives. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The NCAA crowns its men's college basketball champion tonight after a tournament that's been full of surprises.
When March Madness began, there were few who expected either Connecticut or Kentucky to be playing tonight. Kentucky earned its way to the championship game this weekend with a thrilling win in the final seconds over Wisconsin.
Got it! He did it again!
The Wildcats are trying to become just the second team to win the title with a starting lineup of five freshmen. Coach John Calipari.
They're all performing in that stage under those lights, which is an amazing story.
Kentucky is a slight favorite. That doesn't bother UConn coach Kevin Ollie.
When everybody counts us out, we get back up.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Arlington, Texas.
The Academy of Country Music names George Strait Entertainer of the Year.
I've always said I had the best fans in the world.
Miranda Lambert, a big winner at last night's awards show. Mama's Broken Heart was named Single Record of the Year. Lambert was named Female Vocalist of the Year. She also shared the award for Vocal Event of the Year for her duet with Keith Urban on We Were Us. Many people pay for the debit cards they use every day. CBS's Pam Coulter says there's a way around it.
A Bankrate.com survey found 83% of 30 widely held prepaid debit cards charge monthly fees. But spokesman Greg McBride says there's a way to evade the charge.
Half of the cards in the survey either didn't have a monthly fee or would waive it, particularly if you loaded a certain amount of money onto the card every month or had a regular direct deposit onto the card.
Half of the cards charge fees for sending paper statements and half have activation fees, but the amount can vary by between $5 and $7. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
We've heard a lot about pitching injuries during this young baseball season, but on the field, Texas righty Yu Darvish struck out six Tampa Bay Rays to hit the 500 strikeout mark faster than anyone in history. And that's the World News Roundup for April 7th, 2014. I'm Peter King, CBS News.